家早安，阿弥陀佛 ，Good morning. Okay, today we will continue on to explain the first consciousness. Before I start, I need to refresh a little bit, because this consciousness only school is complicated for its terminology. There are many terminology for us to remember in order to understand what the principle is talking about. 那在我们呢每次讲经之前呢，我想要再复习一下我们前面所分享过的内容。那唯识学呢，它是以那个名相多出名的哈。那如果名相不了解的话呢，那对这个整个讲的唯识学的内容呢的了解就会有一些困难。I try to limit the terminology I use to explain the consciousness. 那我会尽量哈用最少的名词来解释唯识学的整体概念哈。Okay, so in the beginning we talk about the 100 dharmas. One correction. The verses, the books I use, the verses is for delineate the consciousness only is by Xuan Zhang Da Shi, but the 30 verses is by the Indian master. Okay, so the book I use is Shifu's books on the same topic. So we claim that all dharmas we classified as 100 type. And among the 100 type, there are 49 called conditioned dharmas and 6 is unconditioned dharmas. Unconditioned dharma means no change under any condition. And conditioned dharma is a change by the condition. Okay. So what these 6 unconditioned dharma is the enlightened level that I'm not going to talk about. And among the 94 conditioned dharmas, there are 24 kinds that is called dharmas that do not correspond with the mind. That I won't explain that too either. For example, time, space, you know, this kind of dharma is not related to mind. Okay. 那我们讲刚开始的时候呢，我们有讲到五味百法，也就是在唯识学里面呢，它会将我们一切法哈，世间的一切世界的宇宙的现象呢，分成100种法。那在100种法里面有6种是无为法。无为法就是说在任何的状况之下都不会改变的法，也就是说是等于是悟者佛的境界。那我们这次不会讨论它。那剩下的有为法94种里面呢，有24种叫心不相应行法，也就是说这些法呢跟我们的心没有什么直接的关系，就是比如说时间跟空间的这个概念呢，它是一种法，但是呢它跟我们的心的作用没有直接的关系，那这种不相应法我们也不谈。 So there are 11 we call form dharmas, mean the how the form the material world form, okay, that we won't talk about it either. 那其中的色法有11种，那我们在这次也不会讲到。 And there are two categories that we will talk about. First is the major part. It's called mind dharmas. In Chinese, we call it kings of the mind. There are 8 kinds. And also we call it A consciousness. That's our major topics for this talk. However, when we talk about these mind dharmas, we cannot prevent talking about mental factors.Means they are related. Once the consciousness generates, it will, unless we go beyond we enlighten or go beyond, our consciousness will link to these 51 mental factors. And so my talk will continue to talk about these two types of dhammas. And majorly is the first kind, mind dhammas, or the eight consciousness. 那我们的演讲里面呢，将就是会主要谈到的呢，就是一个是心法，或是叫做心王哈，那八识心王哈，又叫八识心王，那就是有八识，就是在讲八识，我们的八识。那讲到八识的时候，就不能不讲五十一种心法哈，就是五十一种心所，心所有法，所以我们叫做心所哈。 那五十一个心所呢，常常会跟就是会跟着这个，就是跟前八识的产生，跟这个五十一个心所有非常密切的关系哈。所以我们一定会谈到这个心所哈，五十一心所的部分。那整个系列的课程呢，都会讲到这两个主题。OK， so how the 51 mental factors it can classify into different type as well. The first type we call it universally interactive or universal mental factors. The second type is called particular or specific state factors, or I call it object determining factors. And the third type is called wholesome. There are 11 wholesome factors. And the rest, 20, is called afflictions. And we classify into fundamental afflictions. There are 6 kinds. And derivative or secondary afflictions, there are 20 kinds. And among the 20 kinds, there are minor grade, intermediate grade, and major grade. And we will talk about it today. And the last kind is called unfixed or indeterminate. I mean, it can be good and bad. It depends on the conditions. Okay. So you don't have to memorize all that, but just like try to understand when I talk about, when I mention these mental factors. Okay. So we have 8 consciousness, right? So we have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the 6 consciousness, 7 consciousness, and 8 consciousness. So far, we only talk about the 1st to 5th consciousness, which is eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose, smell consciousness, taste, touch consciousness, and touch consciousness. And we haven't get to 6th, 7th, 8th yet. Hopefully next year. I've already moved very fast. OK. 那我们接下来刚刚讲的五十一个心所，对不对？那我们回归到我们要讲的八识心王，那有眼耳鼻舌身的身识五识，然后再加第六识、第七识、第八识。那当然他必须记得住眼、根、耳、跟鼻、跟舌、跟身、根。那 这样的一个过程，我们现在目前只讲到第一到第五识哈。那六七八识呢，希望明年的演讲会讲到哈，那是更复杂、更不容易理解的地方哈。OK, so the first 5 consciousness has some characteristic or functions. We talk about 3 kinds of state, right? And it's real. You know, the object component, the consciousness, the object for the 1st 5 consciousness can be real, can be distorted, it could be imagined. Okay, and the consciousness, the object for the consciousness can be these 3. But for the 1st 5 consciousness, the object component only will be only are real, okay? And there are two kinds. And you can go back to my previous talk. So just remember, the first five consciousness, the object components, always is real, the true object. It's not distorted, it's not imagined. And the subject component for the first five consciousness is called veridical. It's called genuine. So it's not inferential, it's not false. And we explained that in the previous talk too. So you see the first five consciousness, the subject component and object component are all real and genuine. So that's why we talk about Shifu's guidance about direct contemplation. You know, use our five organs to practice direct contemplation. Don't give it a name, you know, just try to exclude the interference from the six consciousness and go back to the direct and genuine and real subject-object component from our of our first five consciousness through our five organs. Okay, 那我刚刚忘了讲中文哈, sorry. I will 那我们刚刚有讲到中文的部分呢，就是说我们讲说这个五识呢，好，五识它有一个就是一个特性，就是 它所认识的境界呢，它可以是性境，代质境，或是独影境，那这前五识它所认知的是性境，就是真实境，那当然它有分圣意境跟世俗，圣世俗的性境，那至于量的部分，也就是说前五识，它用什么去认知这个境，的量的这个部分呢，我们知道那量有分三种，一种是限量、比量跟非量，限量就是无物的，就是你亲证无物，没有被扭曲的这种 直接的这个量，那比量就是说你是比较了，你是因为什么东西，然后你想比较出来的，那非量就是说根本没有这个存在，但是你想象出来的，这样的一个不是很不正确的一个去感知这个不正确的这个境，那在第七、第六识里面是三个都有，但是呢，我们在讲前五识的时候，那 它的subject就是它的量呢，识量，的部分是属于限量，所以大家知道说我们前五识，它的性跟量，就是性跟识的部分呢，都是属于就是真实的，属于是什么？最直接的，没有被扭曲的。所以为什么我们常常会在禅修的时候修直观，直观就是用我们五根其中的任何一根都可以，然后呢，不要给名相，不要给比较，就是排除第六根的干扰，第六识的干扰，之后呢，我们把它保持原来最纯净、最真实的一种识的作用，那才可以真正的见到一个什么叫做限量，跟什么叫 这个什么性境的一个部分，然后我们讲到三性，唯识学里面呢，最重要的就是要告诉我们，就是说为什么我们会产生很多的烦恼，那为什么我们可以要怎么样转识成智，就是我们的识，我们这个识的性有三性。 Okay, then next we talk about the three nature of the consciousness, and there are wholesome, unwholesome, or neutral, based on true or false. We have pervasive, conditional, and completed consciousness, and from ethical standards, we usually, when we perceive things, we generate consciousness. For the first five consciousness, they can be good, they can be bad, and they can be neutral. They can have three types. And 在讲到三性的部分，就是这个事产生的时候，那它到底是属于哪一种？好，是那从道德标准而言，它可以分成说，哎，这个事的产生它是善的，它可能是不善的，或是它是不善不恶的。好，那如果是从真心妄心的这个角度来看呢，它可以是骗计所执性，或是依他起性，或是缘成实性。哈，那以前五识来讲呢，它所产生的事都可能是这任何的三种的之一。好，那我们也有举例子哈，上次有举例子。那 then we talk about you know the eye, ears, nose, but and eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, the six eye, ear, nose.Tongue, body, right? The five and two of them, they can go to the second ground of the three realms. In other words, when we practice meditation and enter into the realm of form, the second ground, samadhi, the first level of heavenly samadhi, then only eyes, ears,and body has function. The nose and tongue do not function at all. That's a taste for, you know, do you go to the first level of heaven samadhi or not? 那我们又谈到了说，这前五识呢也可以在欲界天，也可以在色界天，但是它只有在色界天的第一层，就是第二地。如果我们把三界分成九地的话呢，它是色界天的第一地，就是一禅天呢，它是属于第二地，是属于第二地。那在这个第二地，就是你假设打坐，就是登到一禅天的时候呢，其实鼻子跟鼻根跟舌根是不起作用的，好，这时候只有眼耳身三根会有作用，所以常常我们会用这个来判断说到底你有没有入一禅啊，一禅天啊。好，假设你还想吃东西，好，假设你还觉得哎呀这饭好香哦，那就应该是没有，连一禅天都还没进去。好， OK, then next we will talkin the verses, it talk about how these five consciousness interact with the 51 mental factors. Okay. Okay. First five universal mental factors mean no matter what consciousness we generate, these five are function. No matter what. The first is attention and contact.Sensation, perception, and volition. For example, when we see a baby, right? How do you feel? This is 国行法师是 Living Chan, okay? 那我讲五遍行的时候呢，又讲坐、意、触、受、想、思，这个五个是不管怎么样呢，我们的意识产生的时候，不管哪一个意识产生，它都要经过这五个，所以叫五遍行哈。那这是我们住持法师常常讲的生活禅哈。比如说我们看到一个很可爱的 baby, 对不对？我们的感受是什么？ I say the word. Usually when we see the cute baby, right? When we see the baby smile, actually our body, our sensation is relaxed. And we have good feeling. Our perception is good feeling.Because we like relaxation feeling. So when we see the body, the condition that we generate for our body, we like it, so it's good. And then you automatically want to smile back to the baby. Okay? Not smile yet. You want to smile, Okay. So when your boss, you know, very, very mean to you, your whole body is tense. You know, when you hear the sound, it's very tense. And it's a bad feeling because it's tense, uncomfortable. And then you will generate, you will scare, right? And when you see your mom, you know, they keep talking all the day, what, I don't know what the sensation you have. Sometimes you have no response, no feeling, and you keep silent, right? So that's a bad example, but just tell you that sometimes when you ignore someone, you know, things come, you don't respond, no feeling, and you keep silent. It happens. Okay. So this is very important, is because, okay, when we practice, when should we practice? You know, our abbot always say, you know, no matter it's good condition, it's bad condition, always keep our body relaxed. You know, once we relax, we won't generate bad feeling for that, and we won't scare, right? So that's the way we can practice. When we contact anything, we use our mind power to tell us, to tell our five organs, relax. And then we won't have bad perception and avoidance. Okay. 那在这个地方呢, 我只是举一个例子哈, 就是说我们看到很喜欢的东西的时候, 我们自然身心是放松的, 然后我们喜, 就觉得它是好的, 好, 那我们就很想反应好的, 好, 回去, 但是我们遇到坏的东西, 我们身体是紧绷的, 然后我们其实是不喜欢这样的一个紧绷的状态, 所以我们会产生恐惧, 好, 那我只是举一个不是那么恰当的例子, 就是说, 比如说你妈妈一天到晚唠叨, 唠叨到你有一天麻木不仁的时候, 当她在唠叨的时候, 我不晓得你的感受是什么, 但可能你就没有感受, 就麻木不仁这样子, 没有感觉, 然后你不会回应, 就是, 身心没有反应, 就是, 好, 以默, 好, 为变这样子, 那我只是举一个例子是说, 当我们, 我们还是有作意触受想思, 好, 那但是它很可能是, 没有感觉, 没有反应的, 但是呢, 它还是经过了这五变形的功用, 好, 才可能没有感觉也是一种感觉嘛, 好, 那住持法师常常的生活禅不是常常叫我们吗? 不管遇到什么境界, 身心要放松, 有没有? 也就是说修行的下手处, 在我们受的地方, 我们就让它是放松的, 那, 只要身心一放松之后呢, 你的想跟思就不会是负面的。 也就是说我们禅修者来讲, 不要让外境来控制我们的身心, 而是我们的心去控制我们身心对外面的一个觉受。 是这样子, 好, 那我们讲到别境, 别境的意思, Then we talk about the object-determined mental factors. This, it's so-called object-determined, it means it can happen or it cannot happen. It won't happen. That is called intention, decision, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Okay. So for example, we see we want to smile back to the baby, right? And our intention is, you know, wow, we want to see the baby again. And our decision is, you know, baby is good. And the mindfulness means you memorize the big the good picture of the smiling baby. So the things you like or you don't like, the thing you memorize it. And you concentrate means you focus. For example, when you calm down, you can think of the baby's smile face, and then you that what kind of wisdom you will generate. I don't know. Baby is good. Okay. Baby is lovely. Okay. I remember long time ago, I saw a Cosby show, you know, the Bill Cosby show. I remember that I think they have 5 kids, right? 5 kids. And the youngest is very small, and the senior is very, go to college already. The fifth one is still very little. And Mrs. Cosby one time visited their friends. They just have a baby. And then she smelled the baby and she loved the baby. And when she go home, she tell Mr. Cosby, say, I want to have baby, another baby. That's her wisdom. He think the baby is good. You know, when he see the baby, he will think that, you know, maybe it's not a good bad idea that, you know, I can have another baby. And how about, this is a good thing. How about the bad things? You know, for example, if you are accountant, you count the money for your company every day. You see the money every day. And you like the money very much. And you need money very much. Right? So every day you see the money and you generate a desire, you know, I want to have more money. And you ask for a raise, but your boss reveals it. And then you think, you know, I deserve more money from the company. And then through this intention, you might make a decision, you know, I will use my way. I want to have more money. And then the idea keep happen in your mind and in your mind. And one day you do something, you transfer the money to your own account, right? And then nobody found it. And then you will generate wisdom, you know, this is a good way to make money. This is a bad example, but I just want to show you, you know, the 5 consciousness. It can generate either good or bad, but it's good or bad depends on, you know, the next following mental factors. You harmonize with wholesome mental factors or you harmonize with unwholesome mental factors. But, you know, go back to the example I talk about already go to other level. For example, I give you a very good simple example, the fire. The fire, right? Kids doesn't know fire is dangerous, but we know why. We were burned before, right? Fire, we touch it. And we touch it, our hand will immediately take it back. Because we don't like the feeling, right? The fire burned the finger. So when we touch the fire and the sensation is burning and we don't like, perception is we don't like the burning feeling and volition is this is not good, this is dangerous. I don't want to touch it again. And you make in your mind, you know that the fire is a bad thing. And you memorize it. So next time you won't touch the fire. If you don't memorize it, next time you still touch it. Okay? And then it need to continues in your mind. And then you generate wisdom. Fire is dangerous. Don't touch it. Even without your attention, when you see fire, your body won't get close to fire. That's your body's wisdom. Does that make sense? Okay. So, our process, the process through the consciousness can be bad and can be good. The first 5 consciousness can interact with 11 virtuous mental factors. See, from the list, face, delusions, guilt, shamefulness, absence of greed, absence of anger, absence of ignorance. Light ease means your body, mind body condition, and non-laxness, pliancy, non-harmfulness. You know, the five consciousness can link to this 11 virtuous mental factors. And yet, if it's not virtuous mental factor, it can go to so-called unwholesome factors. Okay. Unwholesome factors can divide it into two types. One is called fundamental affliction. It's greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, suspicions, and wrong views. Good that the first five consciousness only can link to the first three. The reason is that the first five consciousness does not have self-attachment. So that's why they don't have the last three. Okay, I think I forgot to speak Chinese. Okay, 那我要讲的是无变形，我们刚刚讲到
看到那个 baby， 对不对？觉得哎呀，很高兴，对不对？那你就会常常讲说，哎，我想看我的孙子，我想看我的孙子哈。那你的圣洁，你的决定就是我的 baby， 我的孙子是非常可爱的，好，而且他的笑容是天下最好的笑容哈。然后你他的那个笑容，你就已经记在，你会把他念之在之的在你脑海里面，好，那常常就会想到他，好，就想起他，然后你就会。我不晓得你会 generate 什么样的一个智慧啦齁，但是你至少就是说你会很爱这个 baby， 你会很爱你的这个孙子齁。那我记得我很久很久以前看了一个电视影剧嘛齁，那个 Cosby Show， 那个医生嘛齁，他跟他太太有五个小孩，我记得那个老大都已经去上大学了，那个小的还没有上小学齁。那有一天那个太太就跑去他的朋友家拜访，因为他们生了个婴儿啊，然后那个妈妈就哎呀抱那个 baby， 好喜欢，然后闻那个 baby 的那个牛奶味还是什么，哇，她好兴奋。那她回去想了很久，就跟她先生说，我要再有一个 baby。 那个先生马上说 no， 他说那个奶味好香哦，他说 no 很臭。这两个的解读不一样哈。那对于那个太太 Cosby 太太来讲，她就觉得哇 ，baby 是天下最好的事，这是她的 wisdom 哈。那对于这个先生来讲，他就说 baby 是天下最麻烦的事情，不要再有 baby 了哈。那是 Cosby 的 wisdom， 但是这只是一个比喻，我在说明这个过程呐哈。那我觉得回到武士来讲的话哈，我就是用一个火的比喻哈。我们小时候生出来对火是没有概念的哈，所以什么大便啊、火啊，对我们来讲是一样的。所以他常常会去摸，有没有？那拿来就往嘴里吃嘛哈，大便不是往嘴里吃吗？好啊，看到火危险的东西，他不知道危险，所以他就去摸，对不对？那他怎么样去学习的呢？一个是妈妈在旁边喊，但是印象最深刻的一定是他自己去。犯错，比如他看到火他去一摸，对不对？一摸不用人家讲，他的手马上是伸回来的。好，你不用经过你的什么记忆啊意识去判断，你只要一触到火，你的手就是伸回来。为什么呢？因为你的手是不舒服的，是痛的，对不对？那你的 perception， 你的想里面就知道说它不好的，好，痛是不好的，所以呢手要赶快收回来。收回来之后你就知道说下次不可以去碰火，而且你知道说这个火在你的脑海里就已经被贴标签了，火是不好的东西。好，那你把这一刻这一幕被火烫伤的这一幕呢已经是记在你的脑海里面。好，那它就是不会退失，这个记忆不会退失。好，那你所产生的智慧是什么？火是危险的，所以不要乱碰火，好，这样的一个过程哈。那我刚才举了个例子哈，比如说，有，就是说我们的这个 别境哈，他就是说他可能是好的，可能是不好的，可能是没有感觉的。那这样的一个过程呢，他其实是看你我们的心是跟善心所相应，还是不善的心所相应哈。那善的心所就有分11种哈，比如说信、精进、惭愧、无贪、无嗔、无痴、清安、不放逸、行舍跟不害。行舍就是放掉哈，不要执着这样子。那假设我们的心事呢是跟这个善心所是相应的时候呢，那我们这个别境哈，遍行之后的别境呢就会走善的方向。假设呢我们是跟烦恼相应的时候呢，好，那个别境的部分就会让你产生不好的智慧，就是邪见哈。那比如说刚刚我讲了哈，就是说你很缺钱，你很爱钱，然后你又很缺钱，那偏偏你是公司里面的管账的、管钱的，每天在数钱，对不对？那就想着说，哎，又什么时候可以更多钱？跟老板要说加薪，老板又不肯，那你又每天看着那个钱，有一天你自己说觉得说，我应该要更多钱的。那有一天你去做了不好的动作之后，哎，让你成功了没有被抓，对不对？这时候你就会产生一种智慧，就是说我可以用这样的方式来无钱。好，那这个时候你会走这条路线，是因为你跟不好的心所相，烦恼的心所相应。好，所以常常在修行的时候，我们常常为什么要说要有正念，好，要有什么positive mind 哈，就是说不管发生什么事情，我们一定要让我们的自己的心是跟善心所相应的，那我们所出来的身口意就是善的。假设是跟烦恼的心所相应的时候，那它就是不善的哈。那我刚刚有讲到说烦恼呢它有分两大类哈，一大类叫做根本烦恼。根本烦恼呢就是烦恼的根源啊，它有贪嗔痴慢疑跟恶见。那还好的是我们的前五识只有跟贪嗔痴相应，没有跟慢疑跟恶见相应。原因是前五识它没有我执，它不会执着我，就不会慢，不会疑，不会有恶见。它只是跟贪嗔痴，看到好看的想多看两眼嘛，看到好吃的想多吃一点，这样而已。那贪嗔痴 then okay, fundamental afflictions can further derive into secondary vexations, and the secondary vexation can further divide it into three grade. One is called major secondary afflictions. That means there are 8 type.I will briefly explain later. But why it is called major means once our mind is not pure, we all have this 8 major grade vexations. The second is called intermediate grade derivative afflictions. That's when once we have unwholesome mind,we all have these two intermediate grade mental afflictions. And the third type is called minor grade. There are 10 kinds that will follow. It only happens when we have individual type. It won't happen all at once. The rest of the first two types, they will happen all at once, they all will happen. But the minor one is sometimes you happen this, sometimes happen that, not everyone would happen. 那在这个根本烦恼之后呢，随着而来的叫随烦恼。好，假设我们修行可以在第一层烦恼就断了就不错了哈。但是呢，我们通常是根本烦恼之后再跟随，再引发一些叫做随烦恼哈。那随烦恼又分三种等级哈，一种叫大随 烦恼，一个叫中水烦恼，一个叫小水烦恼。为什么叫大水烦恼呢？它有八种，就是说只要我们的心是染污的，不是纯净，没有开悟的，只要心不是开悟的境界呢，这些大水烦恼都在。你看这些是不是当我们在禅修的时候是不是都有？那中水烦恼有两种，这两种就是说当我们的心呢是处于不善的，跟不善心所相应的时候呢，这两个就会发生。那第三种叫小随烦恼，你看我们这个常常发生，对不对？可它叫小随烦恼，意思是说不是全部要聚起，不是聚起的烦恼，它有时候这个有时候那个啊，有时候就是说可以有，有时候可以没有，那虽然常常发生，但是呢它叫做小随，就是它是等级还没有那么高的一个烦恼。 So when we practice, okay, when we try to transform our vexations into wisdoms, it's better that we can cut off the vexation at the first level, the fundamental level, and don't let it generate more and more secondary vexations.And we need to take care of a lot of things. 所以就是说在根本烦恼如果能够很快眼的看到我们自己的贪嗔痴能够断除它的话，就不要去处理后面这一堆的随烦恼了。Okay, so quickly go through what is called the major grade, what is intermediate grade. You see, inactivity,restlessness, lack of faith, laziness, laxiness, distraction, erroneous views, scatterings. See, are these all happened during our meditation? Isn't it? So the we have nothing to do except meditate in the Chan Hall. We still have all these vexations, right? And intermediate grade, when we meditate and we think of something bad, lack of guilt and lack of shame will come out, right? 那你看这个八大烦大随烦恼有没有？昏沉掉举、不信、懈怠、放逸、思念、不正知、散乱，这个在我们在禅堂修行的时候，在禅堂什么事都没做，坐在那里打坐，这些烦恼都还会升起，对不对？所以它如影随形的一直跟着我们。那如果说那中随烦恼就是当我们在打坐的时候，没有人来惹你，你自己想到谁就开始气了，那就是没有惭没有愧。这也是住持法师常常讲的，有没有？心中的妈妈不是妈妈，对吧？是我们意识自己产生的东西，不是真实的。但是这个已经讲到第六识，先不要讲这个，只是说前五识，眼耳鼻舌身，腿痛啊，腿痛对不对？然后开始就很气啊，然后呢又觉得什么太热啊太冷啊，各式各样的不舒服，都会让我们产生烦恼的。那如果产生烦恼就跟不善心所相应的，所以常常师父会要我们什么在打禅修用方法不得力就要怎么样起来拜佛拜忏。 So in the Chan Hall when we meditate our five organs, you know, we try to limit our interaction with the environment. However, we cannot control it, we still interact with the five in the environment, and then we generate somethingthat we don't like, and then we generate vexations easily. You know, the leg pain, it's too hot, it's too cold, you know, the food, it tastes no taste at all, too salty. All the discrimination through your five organ and five consciousness. But, you know, this is interact with your, in further down, I won't explain right now. But anyway, just want to show you that, you know, the five consciousness only can interact with all these vexations.
And the minor one, I will explain later. And good that it won't interact with the five consciousness. So you see, when we have all these emotions, it comes from where? The sixth consciousness. Okay. So sixth consciousness is the key point for us to practice. And that's one of the reason. Okay. So now, 小水烦恼有这么多种，其实是常常每天发生的，对不对？那从这个句子里面就告诉我们说，前五识不会跟这些反应的，所以当我们有这些情绪的时候，它其实是从第六识而来的，不是第五识，前五识，然后我们也不会跟这些反应。 We won't, the first five consciousness won't interact with this either. Okay. So, that's a good thing. 那这不定的这四个烦恼也不会, 因为它没有我的一种执着, Okay. Then, let's continue. I hope you have the verses here. We now talk about the second set, okay, 就是我们现在讲的就是第二组了，五识同一净色根这里, all first five consciousness relied on their own pure form organs. Okay, what does it mean? Okay, this is organs, objects, consciousness, the interactions among these three constantly, right? And organs can divide it into two parts. The first part is called visible physical organs. For example, our eye, right? The eyeball, plus the neural connected to the eyeball. To our brain. These are all physical organs. And there is one called subtle pure form organs. This we cannot see. Okay. These organs only function when the physical organs interact with the object. So, in other words, when we die, our eyeball, our neuron, still there, right? But there is no function of seeing because this subtle pure form organ is gone. Okay? 所以呢，这边讲五识同一净色根的意思是说，这五识的产出主要是 仰赖净色根，因为我们常常讲根尘是根尘是这样的一个互动过程中，我们的五根遇到五尘，然后产生五识，对不对？这样的一个循环作用呢，其实这个根分成两种，两个部分，一个叫做就是浮尘根，浮尘根是指我们的五官，我们的身体，五官。 甚至指我们的神经系统，所以我们就是说是属于比较物质的接收器，物质的接收器，但是呢它还有内隐的细项，这是比较维系的叫净色根的部分呢，它是在什么时候产生功能呢？是在我们的浮尘根跟我们的外境接触的时候才发生功用。 的那个根叫做净色根，那当我们往生的时候，有没有？往生的时候呢，我们的所有的眼睛、耳朵都在嘛，眼睛也在，对不对？眼球在，那神经也在，脑也在，通通都在。但是我们的净色根不在了，所以它没有视的作用，所以没有看的作用，就没有办法产生眼视。原因是这样子的。 So here we talk about the first five consciousness.
the way we generate the five consciousnesses relied on the pure form organs. And this is a very important concept here. Okay. The next is called the function of the first five consciousness require 9, 8, or 7 conditions working together side by side. What is the 9 factors? It's called space, light, organs, state, attention, basis of discrimination, basis of defilement and purity, fundamental basis, seed as basis. Okay, let's give it an example for eye. In order to see, we need space, right? If the object contact your eye, you cannot see it. You need a distance in order to see things, okay? For if you have near sight, you have get closer. If you have, what is that called? Far sight? Or the old people has what? Cataract. You know, you have to, or far sight for old people? Okay, far sight, near sight, far sight. You have to adjust the distance in order to see. But no matter what, if there is zero distance, you cannot see it, okay? And light, right? If it's in dark, pure dark space, you cannot see anything because we need light reflections in order for eyes to perceive the object, okay? An organ, of course, we need eye organs, and we need the object. The state's called object. We need material, right? The function of seeing, we need space, we need light, we need organ, we need object, and we need attention. We talked about that earlier, right? If there is no attention, things show up in front of you. You didn't see it, okay? And the sixth one is called the basis of discrimination. Basically, it's referred to the sixth consciousness. The sixth consciousness is the consciousness that we make discrimination. And the seventh consciousness, and eighth consciousness, we'll talk about it later. We cannot explain it right now. It's too complicated. And seed, as basis, means you got to have a seed in your... You have to have the seed for the eye consciousness. For example, you see the boat before. So when you see boat, you know it's boat, right? But if you see, most of us never see ghost, right? So we don't have the seed of the ghost, so we cannot see it. But for some people, they do. They can see ghost, right? And they have the seed there. So when they see it, they know it. And I heard that, I don't know if it's true, I watched the TV from scientific scholars explain. They want to explain things, alien things, and they claim that, you know, when Columbus come to U.S., is that right? Come here, the natives here never see boats before, so the boats on the shore for a couple of days. They didn't realize there is a boat. I don't understand this, but I think it's very interesting. You know, for things that we never see, we cannot recognize it right away. Okay, so we need the seeds for the eye consciousness in order for the conscious to generate the first five consciousness. Okay, 那讲到九缘八七好相邻，意思是说。我们前五识要有功用的时候呢，它需要九个、八个或七个 因子才能够产生，这些因缘一定要有才能够产生。那比如说以眼睛为例子的话，它需要空，就是要空距离。好，那我刚刚有举例说假设一个东西贴在你眼睛上，你是看不见的。好，那我们一定要有个距离才看得见。好，那如果近视眼就要近一点如果是老花眼就要远一点，有没有？我们总是要调一下距离才能够看清楚嘛。但是不管怎么样，只要那个东西跟你的眼睛没有距离，你是没有办法看见的。好，那第二个呢，因子是它需要明，就是要光线。假设我们在一个非常黑暗的光的房间里面，我们是什么都看不到的。好，我们需要光线来它那反射那物体，我们才可以看得见。那当然第三个我们一定要眼睛哦才看得见。第四个镜，就是说我们需要物体嘛，没有物体我们就看不见。第五个呢，我们要注意就是 有那个注意力，不然我们常常会视而不见，对不对？东西在你眼前过去你没看见，因为 你的注意力有经过你的眼睛前面哦，但是你没有看见。好，有没有发生过视而不见？你一定要有注意一定要有注意力。那六七八是分别指第六意识、第七意识跟第八意识。好，第六意识是我们分别的来源，分别判断的来源。那这三个意识以后会讲，因为现在也讲不清楚了，短短时间内。那第九个叫做眼，比如说眼视种子。那我刚刚举一个例子，就是说我们通常是我们看过的东西我们才会马上就看到，说我看到它，对不对？那我刚刚举一个例子是说，比如说我们大部分的眼睛是没有办法看到鬼嘛，对不对？所以在我们的眼视的种子里面是没有鬼的影像过的，没有那个影像的，没有那个记忆或是影像的那个视的种子在里面。好，所以我们也看不到鬼，哪天真看到我们也不知道它是鬼。好，对不对？就像小孩子他们看到鬼，他们小时候不知道有鬼，所以呢他看到他会跟妈妈说那边有一个人，那你就发现不对，那里没有人啊。对他来讲那个鬼跟人是一样的，好，他没有那样的分别。然后他慢慢的发现说，为什么我常常讲这房间有100个人，为什么我妈妈说只有50个人。好，然后慢慢他就知道说，终于有一天他知道说，原来他常常看到的另外50个人不是我们称为的人。那他开始掩饰种子，他知道说那他们是鬼这样子。好，那这是一个例子。那另外一个例子是我曾经看到一个科学的片，他这个片子是主要是那些学者想要说明那个外星人来造访我们地球的一些证据里面。他曾经举一个例子是说，哥伦布发现新大陆的时候，他们那个船在那个海岸线其实已经出现好几天了，可是那些土著不认得，没有发现这些船的出现。好，原因是因为他们从来没有看过船，没有看过船，所以呢船出现了他们不认得，看不见，没看见。然后几天之后是因为他们的那个巫师是怎样，然后大家说真的有一个东西在那边这段因为我看的印象很深刻，是因为我觉得我也不能理解，说你没有看过船出现你居然不认得。好，这是很令人反思的因为这是因为科学学者说出来的话，我一直很想找这段文献，我还目前还没有找到只是举一个例子是说我们未曾看过的东西其实我们是不会去注意它，我们也没有办法 identify 这个东西的OK So when we talk about the ninth For ear, we need space, but we don't need light, right? We need space in order to echo for the sound to generate. So that's why our ear has a tunnel, right? A tunnel. If we touch the sound to the deep down to the real receiver, we cannot hear. Okay, so we need a tunnel for
if you know the signs that it need echo something to generate the sound. So we need space and the rest of it except light. We don't need light. For nose, we don't need space, we don't need light. Tongue and body as well. We don't need space and light in order for these three organs to generate consciousness. Okay. 那啊，对不起哈。那刚刚讲那个耳朵，对不对哈？耳朵的话，它需要空间，但它不需要光线。好，那我们耳朵为什么长这样？是不是有一条通道？有没有？那因为那声音进去要产生共鸣嘛。好，要产生共鸣，我们才会听得见。好，所以假设那个声音直接贴在我们那个耳的那个接收器那边的话，我们是听不见的。它需要一个震动的空间哈。那鼻舌身呢，就是它不需要空间跟什么光线，它就可以产生它的视哈。好 ，then next, I have to mention that for consciousness to generate, it needs four major conditions. One is called cause and condition. The second, continuity. Third, object. Fourth, accessory condition. Cause and condition. If you come to hear, listen to Dharma talk, okay, you are the cause, and the temple is condition. So that's why you come to the temple. Right? And if we lost any of it, then there won't be such a thing to say that you come to this temple. The same thing when you see something, the organ see the cup, okay? Cup is the condition, and my eye is the cause. So that's why there is a thing called my eye see the cup. It's called cause and condition. And the second part is called continuity. Means when I see the cup, actually I see the cup, and the cup exists because the thought of the cup continue. See, I see you. Because the image continue in my eye, right? If it's only one and then it disappear, and I won't call it, I see you, I might see a ghost, okay? And in the Sarangama Sutra, I remember Abbot talk about how this world form, right? And the continuity is one of the major factor. Right, so we need that in order to generate consciousness. No matter what, we need time to generate consciousness. And the third one called objects. And this is very, this object and the object, the cause and condition is different. Okay, for example, if I say ice cream, if I say ice cream and you are mouth watering, what is the object for your taste consciousness? Because you are water mouthing, right? It's taste consciousness function, right? So when I give in front of you, I put a cup of ice cream in front of you, then you haven't eat it. But you are water mouthing it. What is the object for your taste, your tongue? Yeah. Ice cream in front of you, you water mouthing. Right? What is the object? Is it the ice cream? Huh?
image of the ice cream, but it won't give you, it won't give you the mouth watering, right? Mouth watering.
So, here it talks about the objects is all the consciousness, the direct object is the consciousness.
That your taste is a taste consciousness
interact with your memory or your sixth consciousness or your previous consciousness. That's the direct object. And this is the ice cream is the indirect object.
Make sense?
Cause and condition still your eyes see the ice cream. Right? The cause and condition still you see the ice cream. But your taste consciousness functioned. So your mouth watering. Right? And this fifth, the taste consciousness activated because of the object is your mind, not this. The ice cream is indirect object. Your taste consciousness to grasp your mind, your memory or whatever, it grasps your object is your mind, your consciousness, and the indirect object is this. And this is also called, yes?
Chen.
Chen, you mean? The object, yeah. Dust, yeah, but here we won't call it dust. We when we talk about consciousness, the object component, it can be material outside, you know, and it can be your mind inside. You know what I mean? Yes.
Do you need microphone?
I think it's Steve.
Hi. So it sounds like you're talking about two different levels of, you know, there's a very old sutra that talks about the sense organs and the sense objects
mm-hmm.
and the consciousness that arises in the mind
mm-hmm.
when the sense organ contacts the sense object.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is just the initial level of this, right? So when my eye is looking at an apple or looking at some ice cream, that's my sense organ, the eye, falling on this object out in the world, an object, and the light beams are carrying the image of, or carrying whatever they carry. I'm not an expert on ocular physiology, but we all know it's some of the light comes and falls on our eye, right? And because there's a bowl of ice cream there. That those particular impulses come back into our brain, right? And then our brain creates this picture, right? Somehow or other, a picture arises in our brain of a bowl of ice cream, okay? And in the original teaching, the Buddha would say, well, you've got your the eye is your organ, the ice cream is your object, right? And the consciousness is this picture that arises when those two things come together. And for anything to happen, any kind of perception to occur, you have to have all three of those things come together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what you're talking about something a little different when, I think, you're talking about two levels of consciousness. Like it's possible to it is possible, I guess, to generate a hunger by just thinking about some food, right? What's happening? There isn't a bowl of ice cream in the real world out in front of you. Let's assume that. But you're sitting there thinking about ice cream, right? You can get hungry, and you can start, your mouth can start watering, and you can say, oh boy, I'd love to have some ice cream now. But that's just from thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right? So what is the object that generates that? See, I've always thought that what that is the object of that consciousness that generates that desire is a memory. It's a memory.
You can call it memory, but the memory is not, how should I say it? Abbott always say, you know, your mom in your mind is not your mom, right?
Your mind is not your mind?
Your mother in your mind.
Oh, my mother is not, yes.
Not your mother.
Oh, yes, I know, right? I know what that's about.
So same thing happened. When you see ice cream, the ice cream in your mind is not this real ice cream. Yeah. In Chinese means the things that you grasped. The two yuan is different things. One is verb, the other is noun. I know, but I can't find so that's why I just put direct and indirect. You know, the direct things that you grasped is your mind. Okay? And the su is more distant, more indirect is the environment. Yeah. Yes. I'm not talking about desire right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about desire right now, okay? I'm only talking about it happened, you know, when you go downstairs and you happen to see ice cream. And then, you know, among many dishes, you will see ice cream first, right? And ice cream in front of your eye, you immediately mouth watering. I only want to explain the first part, how we generate when this consciousness generate, when this taste consciousness generate, it require four elements, four conditions, right? And I only try to explain what is this third one. You know, when you mouth watering, actually it's your taste consciousness grabs something in your conscious pool, right? That's the direct object of your taste consciousness, the things that it grabs, is not ice cream. This is indirect or secondary. Yeah. No. This is just an example. Okay. When you taste it, of course, you taste it, and you taste it sweet, vanilla, or whatever. It's different. But, you know, when you mouth watering, your taste consciousness already activated. Otherwise, you won't have the consequence, right? I just try to use this example to describe this condition. It always misunderstood by people. You know, you see something, you see this is the direct object. It's not.
So
it's what Babbitt always keep talking about. Your mom in your mind is not the real mom.
So which means that the direct object, it's ourself, and it's not the ice cream.
Our mind, the quote-unquote mind. I don't know what that mind is. It could be your sixth consciousness. It could be the seeds that you planted in your eighth consciousness. You know, sometimes we call it subconsciousness, you know, that you inherit from your past life. I don't know. You know, something, you see someone, you just, first sight, you like it, like her. Why? Could be she looks like your mom, or for no reason, you just like him or like her. How do I know what kind of consciousness you link to? But that's that you like that person in the first at the first sight, the your eye consciousness grasps is not that person, it's the things behind the quote unquote mind, and that's what this is talking about. You know, you have to have the direct the 清所缘缘 in order to generate a consciousness. And there is a 清所缘缘 跟 疏所缘缘. Okay, I have to speak Chinese. Okay, to go too far. 那我们在讲说四的升起作用，有我们刚刚不是讲九个 elements 吗？好，那其实不管什么样的事，一到六事升起的时候，它必须要有四种缘呐。 那第一个叫做因缘，因缘就是我们讲说一个因一个缘，然后让事情发生，对不对？比如说大家来这边听演讲，某某人来这边听演讲，那某某人是因，那我们这个禅寺呢是一个缘，所以才让有机会让你来这里听演讲这件事情发生。假设我们的寺院没有了，或是你没有了，那 你来这里听经的这件事情是不会发生的，那比如说，那如果我们用五识来解释的话，就是说我看到你，我的眼睛是因，你是我的缘，所以才我看到你，这是因缘。第二个呢，你一定要有次第缘，次第缘就是说你要连续，连续性。比如说我们禅宗在讲的就是说，你念头一定要念念相续。 这个事情才发生嘛，比如说我看到你，我看到你一定是看到，一定是好几秒钟，然后我才说我看到你，对不对？假设我只有看到你一秒钟，然后你就不见了，那我会以为我看到鬼。就是说你在我面前只出现一秒钟就不见了，这样，我的视觉没有办法持续的话呢，持续一段时间让我相信你在庙里出现的话。 那我会以为我看到鬼，或是我的幻觉。那你一定要相续，念头跟念头之间要相续，那才知道说它存在。那另外一个所缘缘，刚刚讲的比较一个复杂一点，就是说它是心所法，就是说这边讲的所缘，大家中文应该比较容易了解，所缘的缘。 我们所攀缘的那个缘就是object，那个物体，我们所攀缘的那个缘，这边讲所缘缘，所攀缘的东西呢，一个是心，我们的前五识，我们的识可以攀我们的心或攀外境，我们可以攀我们的心或攀我们的外境嘛，那比如说我刚刚讲冰淇淋这件事情。 假设我放一杯冰淇淋在你面前，你就看到冰淇淋的时候，你就开始流口水，对不对？那我的因缘就是，我让你看你的眼睛看到冰淇淋，这是因缘，对不对？那看的连续看的，可能有的人一分钟，有人三分钟才流口水嘛，不一样，就是要持续在嘛，不能一秒钟就不见了，一秒钟不见人觉得哎呦幻觉了，它持续存在，让你开始。 五识产生作用，那五识产生作用的时候，这边要讲的说，它的所缘缘有分清所缘缘跟疏所缘缘。那在这边这个例子来讲，它的清所缘缘其实是你味觉，就是尝，就是味的这个识呢，它里面去缘你心的某一部分，很有可能是你的记忆，很有可能是你第六识的分别，还有很多很多种的东西啦。
好，各种很复杂的，还有甚至可能是你第八四田里面种下的过去生的种子。好，然后呢，那个这个冰淇淋只是一个思索源源，好，思索源源它是比较间接的，然后让你产生这个嘴舌根好的舌识会开始流口水，让你的功能流口水嘛，哈，这样子。那就比如说我们看到，哎，我第一眼看到他我就喜欢他，我从来没有看过他，我第一眼看到他我就喜欢他，为什么？掩饰嘛，哈，掩饰。你看到这个人，看到这个人，你通通看到这么多人，为什么你就特别喜欢看他呢？也有可能是说他跟我妈妈长得很像，好，我就特别喜欢看他，像看到妈妈一样。那就是在我们的记忆里有妈妈的影像嘛，对不对？那我们的眼睛其实是先去抓妈妈的影像，再去抓他的影像，两个 match 之后就觉得，哎，他长得不错，这样。好，还有就是说，可能是过去是种在八四天的种子，你跟他结的善缘呐、啊，好，结的善缘的时候，当你看到他，你就是莫名其妙，我就是喜欢看他。好啊，因为我这个五事去圆自心的这个部分，那个这个心，我就是加了一个括号哈，就说这个心是什么，其实它还蛮复杂的哈。但是我们可以确定的是说，它是心去圆心，是清所圆圆，然后呢，间接的这个物体是疏所圆圆。好，所以住持法师常常不是讲吗？你心中的妈妈不是真的妈妈。我们心中的妈妈是我们的心去圆我们里面的东西，好啊，这个外境是外境啊，只是它两个看起来就相连。好，我们眼睛看到冰淇淋，它不是冰淇淋嘛？不然我们眼睛都变冰了吧？不是这样吗？所以在《楞严经》里面不是讲吗？就是说，哎，我们讲法尘有没有？好，就是这个道理，就是这个道理啦，当然它是比较复杂，但是只是觉得说要把这边再重新提出来。 And then the last one is called accessory condition. For example, I offer you a cup of ice cream. I am the accessory condition. I make it happen. I give it to you and you can eat it, right? I bring it to in front of you. That's the accessory. Okay.那如果今天我主动的再把这个冰淇淋给你吃，端到你面前，我就是你的增上缘啊。好，我让这个事情发生。好 ，sometimes if we don't have accessory condition, things will happen. Maybe I suggest, you know, today is hot, let's go buy ice cream, or I go buy ice cream offered to everyone. I'm the accessory condition. I make this happen. Okay.就是增上缘，所以常常我们说为什么很多事情的发生我们需要增上缘的，没有增上缘有时候发生不了的。 How much do I have? I need to go fast. This is repeated. So three of them perceive the world by contact and two at a distance. So our eye and ear need to be distanced from the object, right?But nose, tongue, and body need to contact with the object in order to generate consciousness. That's very easy, right? Easy to understand. Okay. This one I need to explain. The last sentence say, you know, the ignorant have difficulty distinguishing consciousness from organs. Okay. There are four reasons.That the consciousness and organs are very, very close. So for our ordinary people, we cannot really tell apart what is consciousness and what is organ. But we don't admit it, but it is true. Because first, our consciousness relied on only our organ can generate our consciousness.The second, the consciousness relied on organs. The third is the organ can help the consciousness function. And the fourth is the consciousness belongs to
the eye consciousness belongs to the eye, and the fist is, you know, the consciousness is very similar to organs. For example, I just say, you know, we have physical organs, right? And we have puriform organs. And puriform organs is not consciousness. For example, when I see you, it's really the puriform organs that generate the eye consciousness. But puriform organs is not eye consciousness. When we die, right, the puriform eye organs, it's gone. So even though we have eyeball, we have neurons, we have brain, we cannot see things. We cannot generate eye consciousness. But our eye consciousness is different from the puriform organs. Okay. But when people ask Shifu, you know, my mom just passed away, right? Don't touch it. And, you know, and she's cold. I need to put more clothes on her, etc. And Shifu say, she's died. She's dead. The five organs, no function at all. How can she feel cold? Maybe Westerner don't understand. But, you know, we cannot tell. We still think that the dead people, you know, they have feeling. So sometimes our dead people will come to our dream and tell us something. That's because it's their attachment to their consciousness. But they don't really cannot feel. That's their consciousness tell them that you are cold.
What is pure form consciousness?
Pure form organ. It's no form. I cannot explain it, but we cannot see it. So I'm not sure, but, you know, if you want me to interpret it, I would say it's more subtle than the neurons or the synapses of the end of the neurons. It's the force that drive the neuron to work. And I'm not sure what it is either. But from the sutra, it says that is puriform organs, not the consciousness. Okay. Or electric powers, or pulse, or energy, or something. But switch could be okay. 那我要讲的是说，因为最后要讲哈，愚者难分是与根呐哈。我们这样讲，我们说怎么会分不出来呢？耳朵就是耳朵啊，耳是就是耳是啊。可是哈，这边有讲说根尘是在互相作用的时候呢，根是非常密切的哈。因为有讲根能发是是必依根，根能住是是属于根，是犹如根哈。 那我最简单举个例子，就是说，在书上师父有讲到，信众常常问他说：“我妈妈往生了啦，哈，这个她很冷啊，我要给她穿多一点衣服啊，哈，哎，不能碰她啊，她会痛啊，埋在土里面啊，哈，这积水啊，哈，然后在托梦啦，说她很冷啊，哈，师父说不要傻了。” 人死了之后是没有感觉的，他不会感觉冷，他不会感觉痛，他不会感觉任何的东西。可是呢，是因为我们刚死的时候呢，哈，这个第六识还没完全走完的时候，他第六识留下来的一个记忆啊，哈，告诉他说这个是很冷的。 好，现在我被车子压死的，我很痛的，这是他意识留下来的记忆，然后他在梦里告诉你，但是他真正是没有五根之后，他是不痛的，他不会觉得痛的。 So that's very important that we need to really tell apart the consciousness and the organs so we can better use our organs to practice. And next talk, I will talk about, you know, when we go beyond when we transform the first five consciousness into wisdom, and what will happen. 那下个礼拜呢，我要跟大家分享，就是说，哎，当我们能够转这个五识哈成智的时候呢，那前五识转成智的时候，会变成什么样子？ Thank you very much.